flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, thank you, Andrew. That'll be enough out of you. You now play for the Heat. Poor Andrew Wiggins. My gosh. Whatever he's been through the last 2 years, he's been through, right? Prior to that, champion.
An incredible 2022 postseason run.
Absolute champion, then goes through hell, and then comes back this year, and I would argue largely plays the way we were hoping he would play. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Meantime, still
inconsistent, as
yes.
Wiggins is,
yeah.
But he's largely had a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his name has been thrown into the ESPN trade machine, more often than I do laundry. And I've got 3 kids.
Absolutely okay? No fault of his own.
No,
He has the largest contract on the Warriors, not named Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it.
It's interesting, though. This is a total quick aside, but after Jordan Poole comes to town last weekend, I felt there was a healthy bit of, hey, look, first of all, never should have dealt him. He's exactly what they need right now. And even if you're okay with the trade, can we please put some respect on the name of somebody who helped the Warriors win a ring? Next breath, dude, this Wiggins dude, get him out of here. Just funny. It's just funny the way that we look at it.
Yeah, you can't argue Jimmy Butler's better than Andrew Wiggins.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. But
that's why.
I mean, that leaves a whole lot of context out of it. And by the way, Jimmy Butler is not the only name that has been talked about in a Wiggins deal the last year and a half.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hell, they were trying to give him away, apparently, last offseason. And no one would take him. So, anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. The rumors are back out. the reports are back out that the Warriors are back in on Jimmy Butler discussions, and that is because, quote, the price went down. Now, we don't really know what the price was to begin with.
Can I read you a report?
Yes,
this is,
please.
This is from the Miami Herald, written by Barry Jackson, who covers the Heat. This is, oh man, I lost it. Where was the initial? Here it was.
Okay.
Per an initial report, Miami originally was seeking either a great player or good players who can help them make the playoffs, plus a good prospect and draft compensation.
Okay.
That's a lot. Either a great player, Warriors aren't trading a great player because they're not trading Steph.
Right.
And it's the only great player they have anymore.
They don't have one. Yeah, go ahead.
Or good players.
They have that.
Plus a good prospect.
They have that.
And draft compensation. They have that.
They have
that.
They
have all those things.
They have all those things.
But they're not trading all those things away for maybe 3 months of Jimmy Butler.
No, and here's the other thing. Like, I'm sure this gentleman, Barry, does a wonderful job. But, like, whenever somebody, there's an inherent flaw in the report, and it's not that it's a bad report. It's that if somebody's telling you what they want, that is inherently the beginning of the negotiation.
Yeah.
Right? That's the car company being like, yeah, that's the sticker price. We're not budging. Cool. See you later.
Wait. Sorry. Hold on.
Exactly. And that's, we're arriving at that juncture because now there's 8 days left and whatever's going on between Miami and Jimmy has only gotten harder, more controversial, more angry. And so the price came down. Well, I don't really know exactly what the price was to begin with. Here's what I know in this situation. The Heat have no leverage. None. Absolutely none. You are stuck with an asset who is publicly crying, acting out, and pushing all of the chips into the middle of the table where there is literally no way you can keep him. So here's what you'll get. What we give you, that's what you'll get. That's the price.
Yeah, right now, Pat Riley and the Heat are just praying that any deal from any number of any individual team works. And they'll say, okay, cool, deal.
Right. Let's like go. If Miami was chilling, we wouldn't hear this story today.
Of course not.
We're hearing this story because Miami's freaking out. Because they thought, I think, maybe a week ago or so when Jimmy played one of his 1.5 games that he's played this month, and he played them in Phoenix Suns shoes, I think they thought, oh, we're probably going to get this done. Yeah, you're not getting it done.
When what led to this most recent indefinite suspension was the Heat approaching Jimmy Butler after his other suspension expired, saying, you're no longer starting. We're going to start Haywood Highsmith.
Haywood Highsmith.
Haywood Highsmith. That's a real person.
Yep, it's a great name.
We're going to start him because, Jimmy, you are obviously a better basketball player than Haywood Highsmith, but considering everything else that's going on, you're helping us lose basketball games, and we're in the middle of trying to make the playoffs.
Right.
So, Jimmy, we're doing what's best for the basketball team. Take a seat on the bench, Jimmy. And Jimmy said, okay, I'm not showing up to practice anymore.
Right, he left.
And now he's been suspended indefinitely.
Right. No, there's nothing they can do. They cannot have him on February 7th.
And by the way, he could say in Miami takes a chance, or they just deal with, all right, well, we're going to bite the bullet. We're going to deal with 3 more months of Jimmy, and then he's going to opt out, and we'll deal with it. He could opt in and just make Miami's life hell next year.
Yes, he could.
And if you're Jimmy and you're trying to get to a spot where you want to go to, the easiest way to do that is via a trade rather than free agency. There's so few teams out there who could afford a max deal right now.
Well, and that's the leverage that Miami's trying to play. They're like, Jimmy, we can effectively end your career. We just put you on the sideline. You can go ahead, opt in. Great. Here's your $52 million. You're not playing basketball anymore. Now, by the time you hit the open market, nobody can really fit the salary you want, and you're another 2 years older. So that's their leverage, but who wants to do that?
That would also be Miami essentially punting on the rest of this year and next year.
I mean, there's...
you got $50 million tied up on someone who isn't playing.
Right. There's shades of, if you remember, and I know you all do, if you remember the conversation we were having about Brandon Ayuk all summer, there's shades of that here where everybody will go, well, you could play hardball. Yes, you can. You can do that. You can just look at Brandon and be like, we'll see you in camp. And if you don't come to camp, then you won't play. We're not trading you. We're not signing you. You're under contract. We'll see you week one. And then Brandon can go, no, I'm not coming. And the Niners will be fine. Then we're not playing you. And now we have two people staring at each other. Nobody gets anything. The Niners don't get a good player. Brandon doesn't get any money. And everyone's like, yeah, play hardball. Well, everybody lost. And that's what will happen here if Jimmy Butler's on the team on February 7th. So to me, the Miami Heat right now are those people that have concert tickets in the parking lot right before the show starts. That's what you are. You're not driving any hard bargain. Do you want to get something for those tickets or do you want to go home? That's your option. And at that point, your $100 ticket is now $20. That's what you're getting.
And if you're paying $20 for a $100 ticket, Warriors, why wouldn't you do it?
And that's the only way you're going to get me in on Jimmy Butler. You tell me, I assure you this is not necessarily anything more than the next 2 months, and you're giving up nothing that matters. So, and I will, in fact, I would even still meet the Heat halfway because somebody, the only leverage they have is that there may be other teams that are bringing the party and their junk might be better than your junk. But I am going to give you enough salaries to match if I can make that happen. And that might mean Andrew Wiggins. And Jimmy Butler's better than Wiggins. I'll give you that. That might mean Wiggins. And if you need some sort of draft compensation years down the road, you ask me for my 2025 or 2026 pick, you can kick rocks. That'd be my offer. And if they want to walk away, I'm willing to walk away.
Let me ask you this, because I'm of the mind anything you can do that makes this team better, I'm within reason, of course. You're not trading away like four first-round picks your next every other year. Like I'm not doing that. Within reason, everything you can do to make this basketball team better right now, I'm doing it. I feel like even if Steph isn't demanding it, I feel like you owe it to Steph, and you're doing this for Steph, and you're saying, all right, Steph, we're giving you a legitimate shot here. The roster we've provided you with this year, simply not good enough. We apologize for that. Here's some help. Let's see if we can get this thing done. And even if it's not a championship, maybe we get a playoff series. We get some home playoff games. We make some more playoff revenue that way. Maybe we win a series and we get two postseason series. Maybe that's the max that we can get. I think it's worth it. But let me ask you this. From a pure basketball fit standpoint,
okay,
what would a, say, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and I don't know, Trayce Jackson-Davis foursome out of a group of five, what would that look like? Can Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green work together on the floor at the same time?
I think so.
Is that too much? Not enough shooting? I mean,
Jimmy can shoot a little bit.
He's not a great shooter.
So that's a very fair question.
33% three-point shooter in his career.
In his career, how's he doing this year?
36%.
Okay, so a little up.
Was 41% last year.
Yeah, but he's commensurate with your average NBA three-point shooters now. But obviously, he can score in other ways. I think he helps you in those final 5 minutes that have been such a problem, number one. Number two, if what you're concerned about is shooting, then losing Andrew Wiggins, that's not a great shooter either. I kind of see him like Jimmy Butler in terms of three-point shooting. There are moments where it clicks and he gets hot, but largely, he's not a great shooter. Good scorer. Jimmy is too. Good defender. Jimmy is too. He's got more presence on the court. I get that. I largely think that right now the Warriors need to surround Steph and whoever's on that wing with more shooting anyway. So, because by the way, 3 weeks from now, who's the fifth member of that group that you just mentioned? It's Kuminga. And my answer is no, that's not enough shooting. So
that would be Curry, Butler, Kuminga, Draymond, and Quinton Post. There's your shooter.
No, it would have to be. I'm not kidding. It would have to be. Like, you would need to start getting Post and Santos in there a lot more. You'd probably still have to bring Kuminga off of the bench, and you would have to consider that Jimmy being the three and a different two who can knock down a three-point shot. And whether that is...
Who is that?
I don't know.
Pajemski,
if he can get going. Schroeder, if he can get going. And some of these guys might be in the deal.
Yeah.
So...
I only bring it up because it's not a seamless fit.
No.
Like, Cam Johnson is a seamless fit. You drop him in, he makes so many lineups and combinations work. Cam Johnson isn't a needle mover like Jimmy Butler is a needle mover, even at Jimmy Butler's age. Cam Johnson is a super easy fit in any Warriors combination. Jimmy Butler is not. You kind of got to work a little harder to find a group of five that works that includes Jimmy Butler, because he is better at a lot of things that a lot of the other Warriors players currently do, much better. But he does a lot of what current Warrior players do, which is, you know, yeah, you can score a little bit, but not a great shooter. You can dribble a little bit, not the best ball handler. You can play good defense, but he doesn't have a skill that the Warriors are severely, severely lacking.
Completely.
Other than just being a guy who can go get you a bucket, which is important, really important for this team, but he gets a bucket in ways that doesn't make it incredibly easier on Steph, because it's not via spacing the floor.
Not a perfect fit. He's not a perfect fit.
But he's the best option you have to get a lot better.
Is he?
I think.
We don't even know. 3 hours ago, no one knew that De'Aaron Fox was on the trade market. So that's what I would argue. I am going to wait for what I don't know, because what I hear is a lot of people saying this is the best option, and I'd argue we don't know the options. We don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know if they can get their hands on Cam Johnson. If they can, let's do that. I don't know what they know about what might be available this offseason if they hold on to their assets and Jonathan Kuminga signs a deal that makes him more tradable or more attractive or any of these things. Again, I think you're circling back to my original point, and I'm not mad at everybody for this, but you want Jimmy Butler because you're bored, not because you actually think it's the great idea. That's my read. Now, if you feel differently, say it. Hit us up. You can call right now at 888-957-9570. I largely think those of you who want Jimmy Butler, you want him because you're bored. And that is a horrible reason to make a trade. That's a horrible reason to be thinking about future first-round draft picks. It's a horrible reason to be thinking about Jonathan Kuminga. It's even a bad reason to think about Andrew Wiggins. It's a bad reason to be making phone calls and trades, because you're like, well, I don't think that'll work, but this doesn't work, so what the hey? Especially when you're dealing with a team that's up a creek. And they are. You're going to bail them out? Like, look at the experience they're having with Jimmy Butler.
Well, the Warriors are also up a creek.
Yes, but they're not having this kind of an experience with one of their players. Remember, Grandy, vibes. The Warriors do have that. They've got vibes, and I know that makes everyone mad.
Yeah, vibes are worth so much when you're a game under 500.
Who cares about vibes when you miss the playoffs? I get it. But my point is if it – I would love to hear from somebody, like, sit me down, look me in the eye, and go, they need to get Butler because here's why this is going to turn the season around.
It makes them better.
Does it?
Yes, it does. But Jimmy Butler is an amazing basketball player. And I know we think of him, we have recency bias when it comes to Jimmy Butler. It was literally less than a year and a half ago when Jimmy Butler dragged the 8-seed Miami Heat through the play-in and all the way to the NBA Finals. Less than a year and a half ago.
Right, but it was less than 2.5 years ago that Andrew Wiggins did the same thing.
He did not drag the Warriors through the Western Conference playoffs. He was the second best player on a championship team.
Dead without him.
Miami doesn't even sneak into the play-in without Jimmy Butler.
So now that's our bar. Our bar is an Eastern Conference that had one good team.
Oh, Jimmy Butler's never had a teammate like Stephen Curry.
Correct. Jimmy also, so what we're focusing on a six-week heater where he dragged a team through a bad conference, won one impressive series. I'd argue most people out there couldn't even name any of the other teams he beat. But he beat Boston and then lost, and now he's an icon and a statue. Like, get out of here. Jimmy Butler, when you say he makes them better, I know what I think I know what you mean, which is if I took a snapshot with a camera of this moment, does he make them better? Yes. Big picture, does he make them better?
What do you mean by big picture?
He could markedly make them worse next year. Markedly. Because Kuminga might be on a different team. And Jimmy will be 36. Instead of 35. And Steph will be about to turn 38 instead of about to turn 37. I don't know that he makes him better. I hear what you're saying. He makes him better in February.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to look at a little bit more than that. Just my choice. I'd like to look at a little more than just February.
This will feed into your belief that I'm just bored, and that's why I want the Warriors to do something. We have been promised, and when I say we, I mean Warrior fans. Warrior fans have been promised, maybe promise is the wrong word. They have listened to the Warriors for multiple years now, say, all right, there's nothing great out there for us. We're gonna stay patient, and we're going to hope the right opportunity presents itself. And my guess is that's what they're going to do at this trade deadline as well. I'm not predicting they're going to make a trade for Jimmy Butler. Maybe they make a trade for Vucevic. Maybe. But that's a marginal move. It makes you a little bit better, yeah, but it's not like that's going to be a move that immediately puts you to the top of the Western Conference. No real move out there probably will. I am worried that the Warriors are going to consistently wait for the perfect opportunity to present itself, that they're going to thereby kill themselves last year, this year, next year, because that perfect opportunity never presents itself. And at some point, you have to just take the best of the garbage that's presented ahead of you.
That's a totally fair take. It's a totally fair take, except for the last sentence. I don't know that you do just have to take the garbage that's in front of you. Like, what I'm sort of hoping for, I want someone to passionately convince me that Jimmy Butler immediately makes the Warriors relevant this year. Do you believe that? I don't want to hear better. I want to hear relevant.
Well, he makes them relevant from a national perspective.
You're talking about attention.
Yes.
I'm talking about basketball.
Okay.
Passionately sell me that he makes the Warriors Western Conference playoff relevant upon arrival.
I would not be shocked if the Warriors got Jimmy Butler, and if, say, in terms of major rotation pieces, it only cost them Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
So you keep Kuminga. Kuminga comes back in a few weeks. I would not be shocked if a team led by Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga makes the playoffs and wins a postseason series.
Okay.
I would not be shocked.
And that's fair. But isn't it interesting? I asked for someone to passionately convince me, and the phrase you twice used I would not be shocked. Like,
but that
could happen.
That's,
you know,
just the reality
I could turn right, and there might be another car there. All right, we'll see.
Again, it's just the Warriors' situation. You don't have a move that makes you the best team in the Western Conference.
Right, which means you don't have to make a move. You don't have to. I mean, I got to admit, knowing you the way I do, I'm a little surprised that you're this, like, flimsy with Jonathan Kuminga's future. You like him.
I do like Jonathan Kuminga. I think he's a good basketball player.
This is potentially preventative.
But like,
and he might even be in the deal.
If you are so convinced that Jonathan Kuminga is the next star to lead the franchise, then by no means don't trade him unless you're getting a De'Aaron Fox level player.
Right. I don't think they are. I don't think they are convinced of that.
So if you're not convinced of that, then what really is the opportunity cost that you're missing out on here? A quality player,
yes,
sure, no doubt. But like, there would have to be a lot of other stuff alongside Kuminga once Steph hangs it up for Kuminga to be relevant in the NBA at all.
Let's sneak one in. Some people want to weigh in on this again. The new news is Jimmy Butler and Warrior talks are back on because the price came down. Pete in San Ramon. Hi, Pete. What's up?
I would like to passionately convince you, not Jimmy Butler.
Okay. Go ahead, Pete. I'm listening.
If all you're going to say is maybe win a playoff, I don't want to be in the playoffs unless we think we have a decent chance of the finals. Other than that, play the young guys, get them more experience. Let's do it again next year. Thank you very much.
Pete, thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, he does lead to what I think is the ultimate rub with the Warriors. This is a problem. There's no good answer to it. Here's the problem. The way Steph Curry views life, and he should, he's like, let's get to the playoffs. Give me a shot. Just give me that shot, right? And Steve Kerr said it. Just give him that at bat. Okay, that's fair.
This gives him the at-bat.
Right, now, the other side is nobody thinks that he's going to hit a home run. So are you supposed to act on the at-bat where everybody thinks he's going to, at best, hit a single to right field? Or not act on that, because if he does get there and just hit a single to right field, it's actually a net negative if you gave anything up to do it. Right?
Don't we care about the journey? It's not all about winning a championship every year.
I'm just presenting that. Yes.
It's not Super Bowl or bust.
I want
them
in.
It's not finals or bust.
No, I want them in, but I don't even know if this gets you there. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570, in or out on Jimmy. Apparently the talks are back on. We got a few. Sam Amick, Shams, Brian Windhorst. You've got to hear what they said about this today. We'll do that immediately. Coming up next, Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.